Where are you headed on your next trip? Have you considered the environmental impact of your adventure? Listen to the Travelin' Green Divas to get tips for healthy, safe, and eco-friendly travels. And yes, once again, we are traveling, at least for the time that you're listening to this, to the western coast of Ireland. And we're going to be speaking with, once again, our wonderful sister Green Diva over in Western Ireland, Raquel Novoa, who has a business ironically named 50 Shades Greener. Yes, that's familiar. You know, today she's going to talk to us about the Burren Ecotourism Network, which I don't know that much about that area, but apparently I should, and so should you. Hey, Raquel, how are you?
Hi, Megan. Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Now I kind of want to, we talked a little bit about before we're recording this segment, and I'm thinking, why don't I know about this place and when can I get there?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Burren is, it's an area of huge archaeology and geology importance. Only 5 years ago, it was actually named a UNESCO geopark. So it's kind of an area, it's located in the northern part of County Clare in the west of Ireland, and it's acknowledged as having a unique geological, archaeological, botanical and cultural heritage. And I guess the most dramatic thing about the Burren is it includes this limestone landscape. So there is mountains and mountains of limestone, which is kind of like that kind of grey rocks. Mm-hmm. So it's like a lunar landscape is what they call it. And it also includes the Cliffs of Moher, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of.
So I suppose with all the beautiful natural landscape and importance, it is vital that people are mindful when they go to visit how they interact, right?
Yeah. So obviously we believe that it's not only the visitor, but it's also the business's responsibility. If we are going to bring tourism to this area, we need to make sure we're doing it in the most environmentally friendly way as possible. And I guess that's how the Burren Ecotourism Network got formed 11 years. Is it 11? 11 or 12 years ago now. It's a long time that we're all working together. I guess it took a good few years. I don't know if you've worked with networks before, but, you know, trying to get two business owners, and they both own a B&B that are next door to each other, and trying to get them to work and collaborate together is not the easiest of tasks.
Yeah.
So it takes a while, I guess, to form relationships, but we're now 12 years at it, and I have to say, you know, it started as a social enterprise of tourism businesses, and now every single member of the network now consider the rest of their members their friends and family nearly. So it really has helped connect. I don't know if you know much about rural Ireland, but we are pretty isolated people here. I spend weeks sometimes where I don't see anybody. Nobody.
Nice.
I kind of get quite lonely.
That's got a certain appeal to me anyway, but that's just me.
I like it. But it can be a little bit isolating. So it is important, you know, to have enterprises like this where you can go and talk to like-minded people that are also business owners, especially in the winter months when there is less visitors. That's how the network started. And it has just, it has come up leaps and bounds since its first inauguration. But we all follow really, really strict rules on this, what we call the code of practice, the geopark code of practice. So every business that wants to get involved with the network, it's not just about paying your fee. It's also you need to pass the code. And the code involves principles like working together, caring for the landscape, understanding your heritage so you can tell your customers about it, strengthening the livelihoods in your community, and sustainable environmental management systems. So every single member is quite complicated, actually, to achieve the code of practice, but we feel it's important that they have a set of standards, I guess, to live by or to lead their business by. So otherwise, you couldn't call yourself an ecotourism network and stand by it.
Understandably. So this is really interesting. And the word that came to mind was coalition. And I have worked in a variety of groups that were coalitions of what in some circumstances they would be competing, you know, organizations maybe competing for the same grant money, whatever. So they tend to be a little bit, wait, no, this is my territory. But it's so nice when, like you said, after, over time, people develop relationships and start to work together.
Yep.
So my question is do you know of any other types of did you look at other models for tourism groups like this, ecotourism groups around the world that might be similar?
Yeah, we did a good bit of investigation before we developed our own code, because I guess at before what we had, to be a member of the network in the first few years, you needed to have, your business needed to have green certification somehow. But we found, we have businesses from hotels, bed and breakfast, ferry boats, walking guides. So they're all so different, and the certification programs were all different. So we looked out into other countries for models of codes that we could create one for ourselves. But we found that actually we didn't find any other network like us that had the type of variety of businesses that we had, that would also have sustainability at the forefront of their network. I'm sure now if you look at places like Costa Rica, you would probably find them now. But 11 years ago, it wasn't all that easy. Sustainability wasn't, you know, something that was as popular as it is now, I guess. So we were really kind of ahead of the policy at the time. And for a finish, then we decided to create our own code that would work for us and will work for all of our members. Because, like I say, it's so hard to determine whether, you know, a hotel or a bus transport company are just at the same level of greening. That's very difficult to compare. They're completely different businesses. So with this code now, we managed to include all of the type of tourism businesses that are in the network.
Wow. So you're trailblazers, you wild Western Irish folk.
We do try.
Well, I am now literally sitting here plotting and planning how I can get over there.
You have to come.
I do. And I'm looking forward to learning, well, about the heritage and the culture and what's there by nature. But meeting the people, meeting you, of course, and I really do want to learn about this network that you've participated in creating.
Yeah, it really is. Now it's like my family. I don't actually nearly, I only do a few jobs for them when it comes to their code of practice, updating it every year. But I am a member of the network myself. And in the last few years, then we've developed really different sorts of campaigns. So we run a campaign 4 years ago called Cycle to Me for a Free Cup of Tea. We're mad about tea here in Ireland.
Yeah.
So the idea was, we did a big national campaign, and the idea was any visitor that will come to the Burren and will arrive to any of our businesses in a bike, we give them a free cup of tea and biscuits. So it's small campaigns like that to have a big PR impact, you know, and kind of put the Burren in the map a little bit.
Well, it's clever and it's fun, and I would totally participate in that, depending on all the hills. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can get an electric bike these days.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one I need. Well, once again, I have really enjoyed speaking with you, Raquel, and tell people how they can find out more about you and what's going on over in Western Ireland and internationally.
Yeah, so to find out more about me and 50 Shades Greener, the website is www.50shadesgreener.ie. And if anybody is coming to the Burren or to Ireland even and decide to include the Burren in their itineraries, their website is at www.burren.ie. And every single business that is listed on the website is a member of the network, so they can be assured they're visiting a green business.
Wonderful. Thanks again. And I'm looking forward to not only talking to you, but I'm going to get there soon. Thanks, Raquel.
You are. Thank you, Meg.
Whether you're off to a tropical getaway or traveling for business, make sure to check the Traveling Green Divas on thegreendivas.com. For more tips and ideas for healthy, safe, and eco-friendly adventures.